Greg Cassell is joining us here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fan with me, Justin Pulaski, alongside Tampa Bay Times columnist Gary Shelton. Hey, Greg, thanks for joining us today.
Good morning, guys. There's nothing better than being on the Hooters hotline.
I'm sure. And not only that, but you get to be on with Gary Shelton.
Gary Shelton. I remember reading Gary when I was a kid.
You were never a kid. I remember meeting you at the NFL commissioner's office about 5 years ago, and you were with some 14-year-old, 19-year-old, some young lovely that I'm going, his niece, I bet. So how is your niece?
My daughter.
Oh, okay. Well, she was lovely.
I have two daughters, 16 and 23, so it's probably one of my daughters.
I'm sure that was it. She was a small Chinese woman. Would that be you?
All right, Gary.
I'm just teasing, Greg. I'm just teasing, man. So tell me, tell me from a distance. Sometimes we get too wrapped up in who the long snapper is. What do you see when you look at these Buccaneers of Tampa Bay? Yo-ho-ho.
You mean what do I think of the Buccaneers?
That's kind of what I was asking, but I was trying to...
It's interesting. First of all, I think they'll be better this year because I know Greg Schiano a bit from when he was up here at Rutgers. I think what they'll do is he's a little bit old school, as you now know. I think they're going to go back to sort of football from a number of years ago, try to be physical on offense, run the ball, work off that, get Freeman more comfortable because Freeman struggled a bit last year in a number of areas. I think defensively they'll want to be a physical team and an aggressive team. And I think you can certainly build a franchise that way, and then you start filling in the parts. I mean, I think defensively they've got a lot of work to do just in terms of personnel, but I think offensively they actually have a chance to be pretty good.
Greg Cosell's joining us, NFL Films senior producer, also executive producer, NFL Matchup on ESPN. What have you seen from, we know Josh Freeman struggled last year. What have you seen from him when you really broke down the first couple of games of this preseason?
Not a lot, and I wish he'd played a little more, but obviously they have a plan. I mean, with guys who've been around a little bit, and I know it's just been 2 years that he's been a full-time starter, I think Freeman, if you look at his attributes, Freeman has the attributes to be a top 10 NFL quarterback. He's got a big arm. He's an easy thrower. The ball comes out with velocity. He can make every throw. He's got mobility. I think what was troublesome last year was he made a number of misreads. It seemed as if there were times he simply didn't get the right picture of the defense. And he threw balls that I would have thought anyway that he was past throwing, but that was not the case. And the other thing that happened last year, too, is because their defense ended up being so poor, this team got behind in a lot of games. And it's easy to forget that Freeman was only a second-year full-time starter, and it's tough to ask a quarterback to come from behind and continually make those kinds of throws, and maybe he just wasn't ready for that a year ago.
I've always said the thing with Freeman that's so confusing was he was so good 2 years ago. I think it was 25 touchdowns, six interceptions. Just really looked like a quarterback on the rise. Looked like he was knocking on the door. And then last year he took such a large step backward that there's all kind of room for confidence, all kind of room for concern. What's your best guess? You've always been able to see the future. What kind of Freeman are we going to see this year?
Gary, I just make this stuff up as I go.
Well, make up something and tell us what you think of. Not you, man. You actually do your homework on this stuff. Everyone knows that.
Yeah, I would expect him to bounce back. But it's interesting what you said about 2 years ago. One of the things from 2 years ago, it didn't trouble me because he had a great year, but that you have to be careful is he made a lot of plays improvisationally outside of structure 2 years ago, and he's certainly capable of that. But I don't think you can use that to build an offense or to build consistency. In the NFL, you can't be consistent playing outside of structure. So even though it's nice to have that ability, I think it was just a little bit of a tiny red flag from 2 years ago. And then last year, obviously, he made a number of poor throws. But I think the kid has the right approach. He's a big-time talent. I would expect the improvement to be positive. I would maybe incremental, but I think he'll improve.
Okay, let's go on the other side of the ball. What do you think of Mark Barron? You know, they surprised some people and they took a safety first. I know Shiano was looking for physical. What do you see with this kid?
Well, I loved Mark Barron coming out, yeah. and I thought he was one of the six or seven best players in the draft. So I had no problem with the pick. You know, he's very aggressive downhill. In the game from this past week, they matched him up man-to-man on tight end Cook from Tennessee, and I thought he did a really good job. He missed a couple of tackles in space, which, hey, you're in the NFL now. I don't care how good the SEC is. It's not the NFL. So, but I think he's got the ability to be a multi-dimensional safety, and I really like him. I think he'll be a very good player.
Greg Cosell's joining us, senior producer, NFL Films, executive producer, NFL Matchup on ESPN, joining us on the Hooters Hotline here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fan. And Greg, actually, you and I spoke before and after the draft in regards to Mark Barron. You watch a lot of film. How much can a safety change how a defense operates, much like a Polamalu or an Ed Reed with those defenses?
Well, I think that the safety position has changed a bit because of the preponderance of tight ends. Mm-hmm. And I mean, a perfect example, I mentioned they played him man-to-man against Cook, who's a very athletic tight end from Tennessee. So the question is, in that division, does Mark Barron match up to Jimmy Graham at times with New Orleans? It'll be very intriguing to see if that happens. Who else?
Tony Gonzalez.
They've got Tony Gonzalez, who's not, athletically, not what he was, but he's still an important part of Atlanta's pass offense.
Sure. Yeah. Well, I know also Ron Rivera came out and said that he thinks Greg Olsen, their tight end, could be the next big tight end in the NFL.
There
so you got some good tight ends in this
right.
division.
So it'll be interesting to see how, you know, defensively they use Mark Barron, because I think when you draft a safety where they drafted him, which is, I mean, I guess the Chiefs drafted Eric Berry in about the same spot a few years ago. You know, I think you expect that tight end to be multidimensional. I mean, that safety to be multidimensional and to do a lot of things, including cover tight ends in a league and a division where tight ends are a major factor.
Greg Cosell's joining us here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fan. I mean, I know we're focusing a lot on Mark Barron. The Buccaneers traded up into the first round again and got Doug Martin. And, you know, he was coming out of Boise State. You get up into that first round, you get the extra year with a five-year deal for first-round picks. But Doug Martin's come in, and there's been that big battle. A lot of people down here have been talking about, Greg, with LeGarrette Blount and Doug Martin. What have you seen from Doug Martin in these first couple of preseason games?
I think you pretty much see what you saw when you watched him at Boise. I think he's a tough, physical inside runner, and I think he'll be the back. I think he's a better back than LeGarrette Blount. And first of all, I think Greg Schiano told you that by what he did in the draft. When Greg Schiano got there and studied, I'm sure he studied every play more than once. If he felt that LeGarrette Blount was a true feature back to build an offense around, I don't think he would have taken a back in the first round. So I think, quite frankly, he told you what he thought of both LeGarrette Blount and Doug Martin by drafting Doug Martin.
Mm-hmm. And Doug Martin, I think, with the with him being an all-around back as well, there's been a lot of comparisons, whether it's good or bad, to a guy that Greg Schiano had at Rutgers. Yep. And Ray Rice. What I mean, do you see those comparisons? Maybe not now. It's unfair to compare a rookie to a guy who's been in the NFL and one of the best running backs in the NFL. But can Doug Martin compare to how Ray Rice was when he was coming out of Rutgers?
Well, I think that's the comparison. You know, it's easy now to say, boy, Ray Rice is great. But Ray Rice was a second-round pick. Mm-hmm. Doug Martin was chosen before Ray Rice. So I think that's a valid comparison of the two backs coming out of college. I think Rice probably has a little more lateral explosion to him. Not that Martin doesn't have any of that, but I think Rice is probably a little more laterally explosive. But I think that comparison is somewhat valid.
He also has the finest nickname of anybody in the rookie class. You know, the muscle hamster.
Is that what they call him?
The muscle. Yeah, that's why some offensive lineman at Boise started that.
Wow, I like it. I like it.
I mean, how do you blow the muscle hamster? You know, I mean, that's just golden.
Gary, isn't that what they used to call you?
No, they call me the pudgy hamster. the has no muscle hamster. Who else do you like in this league? Tell me a surprise team that's going to, you know, everyone knows the Patriots are going to be good. Everyone knows the 49ers will be good again. But, you know, who's this year's 49ers?
Oh boy, you know, questions like that to me are always difficult. Let me just tell you what I've noticed on film in terms of some things that surprised me.
Okay.
You know, and not necessarily a surprise, because that's always hard for me. In watching tape in this preseason, and I don't know if it will continue into the regular season, you know what I've seen which has blown me away? I've seen more two-back sets with fullbacks than I thought I'd ever see again. So, again, I'm not suggesting it's going to be 1970s football, but, you know,
bring Pete Johnson back.
What's that?
Bring Pete Johnson back.
There you go. There you go. But I've just been really surprised by how many teams have used fullbacks in two-back sets and run the ball with ISO lead-type runs. Like I said, I don't know if we'll see that when, you know, week one comes around, but I've just been blown away by how much of that I've seen.
How hard is it for a team to turn itself around? You know, this team last year was like a rock in water. It was just sinking as fast as it could.
Right.
You know, they had players whose effort was questioned by everyone, including their head coach. How do you get the quit out of a team, and how quick can even a good coach turn a franchise around?
Well, because I'm not with teams and I don't know what goes on in locker rooms and I can't speak to how players prepare, I end up watching tape and watching attributes. And to me, everything is there on the film. And I know there's other factors, but that's the only way I can judge it.
Sure.
I think for the most part, when I watch teams, it's pretty evident on the film how players are playing. Now, maybe that's a function of not great effort. That's tough to say unless it's blatant. But when you look at a team like the Bucks last year, and I remember talking to their new defensive coordinator at the Combine, and the first thing he said to me was, you know, we need some players on defense. I mean, I don't think it was any secret that defensively the talent wasn't very good. So, hey, maybe if they played harder, and I don't know if they weren't playing hard, maybe they play a little better, but no matter how hard they played, they weren't going to be a top-five defense.
Greg Cosell's joining us, NFL Films. You know, Gary brought up the word surprise, and I know Gary Shelton and I have had the conversation about all of the young quarterbacks that are getting an opportunity, and we don't really see a lot of teams developing quarterbacks as much as they used to. Ryan Tannehill, I know you and I probably discussed this, Greg, before the draft, that, you know, Tannehill's a guy you want to develop. Jake Locker was a guy you wanted to develop for a year or two, maybe even 3 years before you throw him out there to start. Have we seen teams just stop being patient with quarterbacks?
Probably. And I think overall, and there's always exceptions, but I think overall quarterbacks are more prepared now. And I think one of the reasons for that is it probably started in Texas years ago, but it's probably in 40 states now, is all these 7-on-7 leagues. These kids are throwing the ball from the time they're 10 years old, all year round. You know, years ago, it was all, you know, option, running game. Now these, I mean, you go look at Andy Dalton, and, you know, I mean, that kid has been playing and throwing the ball on 7-on-7 in leagues probably since he was 2 years old, you know, and I think that's true with a lot of these kids. Now, there's always exceptions. You know, I don't think Jake Locker is quite ready, certainly not based on what he's done this preseason, but they've made that choice. But for the most part, quarterbacks are coming into the NFL far more advanced than ever.
Greg, what's the area for the Bucs team currently that's the strongest on their team?
The strongest?
Yeah, the strongest area they have. What's the strongest position they have right now?
Wow.
Is strong a bad word? Because they're not very strong?
Let's put it this way. I think their offense overall has a chance to be solid and consistent, because I think Freeman, with this new approach, will be a much more consistent player. I think they'll have a nice run game. I think their O-line is very solid. Obviously, with Vincent Jackson there, you know, I think that their offense has parts to it that, if players play the way they're supposed to, while it might not be big-time explosive, I think can be a consistent offense.
Well, I think that's all that Buccaneer fans would ask for down here after seeing what they saw at the end of last season. Greg, we love talking with you, and we'd love to have you back on soon.
anytime, guys, as long as Gary's there, Justin, you know.
Oh, well, hey, great. You know what? I'm going to just leave then.
He likes people older than him.
Greg, thank you so much. We'll catch up with you soon.
All right, guys, thanks.
All right, that was the senior producer, NFL Films executive producer, NFL matchup. He sits in a dark room day after day, and all he does is watch NFL football, NFL games, and we love having him on. Greg Cosell.